In the police reports that he read, their conscious mind said, well, it's logical. I mean, look, I don't want to be awkward here, cause a scene. He's wearing a uniform. He flashed an ID and he's got a van. And so, of course, he's probably what he says he is. But on the police reports, virtually every police report, somewhere in there, it said, you know, but I had a bad feeling about it. But they didn't listen to the feeling. That's what happens when you don't trust your intuition. If you have a bad feeling about something, listen to that. Your subconscious is crying out, trying to tell you something. This is different from letting emotions drive your life. This feeling, we get confused with the word feeling. There are emotional feelings or impulsive feelings, or there are deep intuitive senses. I don't want to get tangled up in semantics here. There's a difference between intuition and kind of an emotional impulse. People go, well, how do I know between an impulse to do something and a deep intuition? There's a certain kind of emotional congruence and confirmation. You'll know when it's an intuition. I don't know if you wear contact lenses, but when I first got contact lenses years ago, soft lenses, I couldn't tell whether they were right side out or popped inside out. Those who wear contacts understand. I had to look and look. Well, after a little while, it was obvious. You can just see the difference. You learn to do the same thing, the difference between a mental impulse and a deep intuition of, I should be doing this or no, something's off about this. You do learn as you start to pay attention to it over time. Why should you trust your intuition? Why would your subconscious know something any better than your rational mind? Can't we trust our rational mind? Yes, to a certain degree we can. But experience should have taught you that your rational mind is not very good at making decisions because it's just so many variables to weigh. It's like trying to figure out all the nutrients in a food. There are nutrients in foods we haven't measured yet. That's why you trust your instincts, because they know what analysis of a food can't yet determine. Why should you trust it? Because the subconscious mind has powers that our conscious mind doesn't. The placebo effect. Most of us are familiar with the placebo effect, how some people seem to get better when they take a sugar tablet that has no real pharmaceutical effect. When doctors can't explain somebody's remission from a disease, they say, oh, it's a placebo effect. Let's look at this. There are many documented stories, documented cases in which someone had a disease that was considered terminal or serious, and it went into remission. It got better almost miraculously, suddenly, because someone went to Lourdes in France and took the water there. In fact, I'm working on a new book with a colleague now called Divine Interventions, Stories of Sacred Magic, True Life Miracles, and Lives Transformed. And that book will be out in the fall of 1999, Divine Interventions. And I learned this, that some people, a few people, get healed at Lourdes. But many people, if not most, don't. Some people will go to a faith healer, they go into remission. But it doesn't work for everybody. Some people start eating a pure, natural, all raw diet or fast, and they go, they're healed. It doesn't work for everybody. Some people start exercising, they sweat. They go to sweat lodges and they work out so hard that it burns the disease away. Tumors disappear. Doesn't work for most people, just for some. Some people use the power of prayer and it works for them, but doesn't work for most people in certain cases. In other words, there are many, many things, different means, modalities, faith, science. Some people do chemotherapy and radiation. Works for some people, doesn't work for everybody in terms of 5-year survival rates. Not much better than some alternative methods. However, if your belief is in science, that's what you should do. If your belief is in acupuncture, do that. I am definitely a believer in Western medicine for their diagnostic tools, excellent diagnostic methods. And I would go with I would go to the statistics with recognized treatments for any disease. So don't mistake me for saying, don't do radiation and chemotherapy, just go off and, you know, use some crystals. One lady came up to me once and said, Dan, I have this crystal, I think it's, somebody told me it's a weight loss crystal. And I went, yeah, looks like that to me. Did they tell you how it works? She said, no, not really. I said, what you do is, between meals, hold it between your teeth like this. It also works for birth control. You just put it between your knees. Point is, we don't want to go for subtle solutions to gross problems. But don't throw out the possibility of grace, of miracles either. So again, it's about the left and the right brain integrating both science and mysticism, rationality and intuition, just knowing. I was talking about the powers of the subconscious. Those people who were healed, who were cured, and there are documented evidence, there's documented evidence of it. I've studied it. How did they heal? Is it possible, whatever it was, there was enough belief, enough faith there, maybe that's the variable, where they believe